Sunny, beautiful day once again as we end the week and check in with the guy we always like speaking with, editorial page editor of the Detroit News, columnist as well. You see him on the television programs, and you can just follow Nolan Findlay very easily, and a lot of us do. Nolan, you and I have been around a long time. We've never seen anything like this. We've never seen anything like this.
No, not even close, right?
It really is spectacular. And there'll be little hiccups and little bumps along the road, but with 275,000 people on the footprint, 400,000 people, according to the police, in downtown Detroit yesterday, and we're going to have big numbers again today. I have every reason to believe we're going to break the record. This is a wonderful time for Detroit. And frankly, a very important time for Detroit.
The weather's cooperating, and it does. You know, you can pull an event off like this with so much activity going on that's unscripted and that you can't anticipate. You can do about anything, I think. I mean, I don't know that anybody really knew what to expect when we got into this in terms of that many people coming to town. I'm still not sure what everybody's doing, but it's an awful lot of people, and they seem like they're having a big time.
Yeah, we don't know exactly what they're doing, but we know they're having a great time.
And I
get emotional when I look at it, and when, you know, the flyover and the national anthem, I just always get emotional, and I've stopped making excuses or apologizing. It's just the way I am. But to see all of those people having such a great time and getting, for many of them, it could be their first taste of Detroit. It could be a whole new bite of Detroit, so totally different than what they have seen in the past or what they might have expected by coming here. It's very powerful. But let's talk a little bit about some of the other news that's pretty powerful, too. What we're watching with former President Donald Trump, and here's the thing, whether you support him or you despise him, you've got to look at what's going on and realize how wrong it is, how political it is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what I wrote in my column yesterday, I think. It's Republicans have dubbed it lawfare. Well, you know, it is a weaponization of illegal system against political opponents. And, you know, this idea that because it's Donald Trump, anything's justified and you're going to try to take him down by any means necessary, I think it's very destructive to our system, because that's not going to go away when Donald Trump's gone. I mean, that attitude that the end justifies the means, and our institutions, our Constitution, they don't matter because this cause of getting rid of Donald Trump is so righteous. And it's a very dangerous thing for us. And you have, you know, all of these cases that could have been prosecuted before. Some of them shouldn't have been prosecuted at all, brought just at the time when you might expect Trump to be out on the campaign trail, rallying voters, raising money. And he can't do that because he's locked in a courtroom in New York City. And so, you know, it was an intentional strategy by the Democrats, and, you know, I think it's working.
Well, it sure seems like it is, and it's the hubris is unbelievable to have President Biden, when he can not say pause, like you read, when they put pause on his teleprompter, and he's supposed to just pause, but with him, he goes, pause. You got this guy who has the hubris to say, I'm out here working with the American people and campaigning. He's in a courtroom. Yeah, he's in a courtroom because you put him there, you jerk. Anyway, to be able to use that, this goes back to the Clinton era when the Clintons would claim that the opposing party would be doing something. We knew immediately that means they actually are doing it. I hope people remember that. Be that as it may, what do you think's going on with the Supreme Court? According to CNN, and if you would expect it to be worded this way, it says, the Supreme Court appeared ready to reject former President Donald Trump's claims of sweeping immunity and the broad protections he has sought to shut down his federal election subversion case, but also reluctant to give special counsel Jack Smith carte blanche to pursue those charges. What do you say?
I think there probably is some middle ground here, some reasonable outcome on this one. I mean, I think obviously you don't want to tell a president, and I think they even the conservative justices were questioning this. You don't want to tell a president that, yeah, whatever you do is you can get away with. I mean,
you don't want that to become an office that somebody wants to get into so they can run a criminal enterprise.
And I do think one of the justices did say, it's a presidential duty to appoint an ambassador, for example. But if you're taking a bribe in the process of appointing that ambassador, there shouldn't be immunity. And clear criminal acts, I don't believe, should be excused just because it's a president who commits them. I think most everybody would agree with that. The idea of presidential immunity is to protect presidents from lawsuits and from charges that stem from their official duties as president. For example, Harry Truman and the atomic bomb. You wouldn't want all of these people filing damage claims against Harry Truman because he, gave the go-ahead to drop the bomb.
And, right.
There are certain things presidents have to be able to do without worrying that they're going to end up in court. I mean, we've seen it at the state level. We've seen, how this can work. Remember how Bill Schuette and then Dana Nessel went after the Snyder administration for the decisions they made in the course of their duties as state officials in the Flint water case.
And
fortunately the courts got rid of that, but you do want some protection. You don't want to criminalize public service, but you also can't give
carte blanche,
to illegal behavior. So
quick note before we run, out of time, Nolan Finley of the Detroit News, how is it your simple analysis? How in the world could all of these students at all of these colleges across the country somehow be on the same page?
Well, there is when it comes to kids, and that's what they are, there is some contagion. There's also some organizing being done by outside forces. I do think we should be looking at who's carrying out these anti-Israel protests and who's uttering these anti-Semitic comments and harassment of Jewish students, and who's advocating for Hamas, because we do have rules in this country that says if you are a guest here, if you're here on a visa, whether it's student or professor, and you are working in support of a terrorist group, which Hamas is, you're not welcome here. And I think we should start telling some people, you're not welcome here.
It'll be fascinating to watch, that's for sure, and disheartening at the same time to have people yelling death to Israel who have no idea what they're talking about, and death to America. Shame on them for that. Hey, you hate this country? Get the hell out. There are a lot of people dying to get into this country, and for good reason. You just don't know it because you're spoiled, and you never had to really sacrifice to get to this country. But to blame every Jew, especially every Jew in America, that has nothing to do with the decisions made by Netanyahu, and in fact, many of them are not on his side, is just beyond my comprehension. It's just ridiculous. All right.
Oh, that's the classic anti-Semitism, Paul.
That's the cause?
That's the definition of anti-Semitism.
I got you.
Yeah. To blame Jews for all Jews for things they've had American Jews have no culpability here, no responsibility.
But if you plugged in virtually any other minority to these woke kids, they'd be totally against this concept.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a very dangerous thing, I think. I think the Jewish community has to work really hard to protect their children and to protect their rights in this country. It's a shame, but it's necessary. And I
Nolan
think, you know,
Findlay.
perhaps they've been a little too quiet.
Well, that's true. Nolan Findlay, editorial page editor, columnist, all-around good guy for the Detroit News. Have a great weekend, Nolan.
You too, Paul.
Thank you, sir. We continue on WJR.